Fellas, are your orgasms leaving both you and your partner unsatisfied and underwhelmed? Do you ever wish you could come like a porn star? Like, we're talking, I'll change the sheets while you go take a shower coming. Look no further than Load Boost. Load Boost is a supplement for men's sexual health that, among other things, increases semen volume, orgasm intensity, and increases ejaculation power, while also just generally making orgasms feel better for men. Aside from helping you empty your clip like Rambo in the jungle, Load Boost's premium blend of active ingredients is formulated to improve prostate health and function. You can try Load Boost today risk-free by going to www.loadboost.com and using the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your entire order at checkout. And don't forget, every purchase you make helps us fund this show as well. So think about it. You get to help our show and flood your gates like never before. Once again, go to www.loadboost.com and use the promo code BASEMENT10 to get 10% off your order at checkout. Thanks for listening and have a happy ending. At least you have weeks on. I haven't had a week on at the gym in fucking years.
I take a week off like between every 10 and 12 weeks.
Yeah, I remember because you used to post a lot. You would go quite a bit.
I go 4 to 5 times a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know you went that often.
Yeah, I just eat like shit. I eat like shit.
Welcome to the Basement Lounge. Grab a chair, grab a drink, and settle in. Let's have some fun. See, I don't eat that bad. I just don't exercise at all.
I could not imagine how big or how much I would weigh if I did not work out.
You look like me.
I fucking eat like shit.
I eat not like healthy, but like I don't like, I'm not eating fast food like all the fucking time. Like I cook my own food and try to keep it pretty light, but I don't move a muscle.
So. It got up to like, I was down to like, when I was doing Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu Jitsu, it was down to like 202, 205.
Oh, wow.
That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And then like recently I weighed myself like I put on a lot of weight after COVID.
Yeah.
I was up to 255 like the week before Christmas. So I was like, all right, I'm going on like the week after. I was like, I'm going on a diet. So I'm like down to like 247.
Yeah.
Now. So my goal is to get down to like 220 again. Gotcha. So I got to lose 27 more pounds, but
My goal for the year is like by January of next year is to be down to 300 pounds.
Gotcha.
Which is a long way to go. But
yeah, you can get it.
Because I'm at 398 right now.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I got a kid to worry about now, so I can't.
Yeah, that's.
That's partial. A lot of it, like I put on a lot of weight. Like before COVID, I weighed 217 before COVID. Like
you.
Right before COVID.
Right.
I've put on like over 30 pounds since COVID.
It's it's a lot of people put on. One of our traffic guys at work came in. I haven't seen him since COVID started. He's been working from home ever since. He gained a lot of fucking weight.
It's dude, I on my wedding day at 243, like 243. And then I was like 243 for a while. And then what happened when we had the kid, like I was staying at home more and I just start putting on weight. Mm-hmm. I put on so much weight in like a month and a half. I was like, so like before the kid, I was like at like 248 before the kid, like right before we had a kid. And I put on like fucking 7 pounds in like a month and a half just because of like, I'm still working out, but I'm not like going out as much.
Yeah.
But I wasn't also eating out as much either, which is weird. But it's because I was just at home a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm like down to 247.
Yeah, I don't, especially ever since COVID, like I don't eat out very often. The most is like, if I have a day where I'm just completely swamped and just aren't home, like, you know, I'll hit McDonald's going into work or something like that because it's there. But I try not to do that too terribly often because, you know, that's bad. I don't drink a lot of pop anymore. I say that with a Coke can and a root beer can on my desk, but I mostly drink these like sparkling water things because it's just water and the essence of some fruit.
Well, is it? I Diet Coke's like my vice. What's weird because like right now my breakfast right now is like, I just want to go hardcore, but today was bad. Usually my off weeks are bad, but usually my breakfast is like a spoonful of Greek yogurt and a spoonful of peanut butter and some mixed nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, breakfast for me is like two eggs, toast, fucking couple of sausages.
That's my breakfast. And then, like, sometimes if I'm on the way to work, I'll get, like, a chicken biscuit from, like, Wendy's. Because it's, like, because what I'm eating is not a lot of carbs. The only carbs are in the biscuit, realistically. So it's not that bad. So I'm, like, okay, I'm, like, at, like, 40 carbs for today already. Yeah. Then lunch is, like, double chicken bowl from Chipotle.
Right.
But it's just chicken and rice and beans.
Yeah.
So it's not really bad for you.
Right.
So that's a lot. That puts me at, like, 90 carbs for the day.
Yeah.
And then lunch is kind of, well, dinner is kind of like whatever I have for dinner.
Yeah.
I've been making a lot of hamburger.
Lunch was always my biggest Achilles heel because, like, I didn't always eat breakfast just because of the schedule I worked. Mm-hmm. And dinner for me was usually just like a container of like leftovers, nothing like huge or crazy. But lunch for me is usually like my biggest and unhealthiest meal.
Well, easily. Weird thing, my unhealthy was my fourth meal.
Oh, yeah, I have those days.
That was, like, me every day.
Yeah.
I would, like, especially traveling. So I'd have dinner, and then, like, I'd do, like, comedy share or whatever afterwards, and then eat something on the way home.
Yeah, that was me a lot living at home with my mom because the route I would take from my office to my mom's house, I was passing two 24-hour McDonald's, a Rally's, two Taco Bell's, a Waffle House, like, all the shit that's open late. Now, driving home the way I do, I don't pass anything that's open.
Really?
So that's kind of been a help where I'm not getting, like, if I'm going to get food after work, because you're going to have to work at midnight, I have to go way out of my way to do it. And a lot of times, I just want to go home.
Yeah.
So.
No, my biggest thing, I haven't been eating as much late night as I used to.
Yeah.
So that's been solid.
Well, especially because you're not, like I said, you said you're not going out as much now, so there's less. Yeah,
well, even when like leaving here, I would be like, if I did podcasts or whatever,
yeah,
I'd go get something right afterwards.
I mean, I get it.
I would literally eat. This is wild. I would eat something on the way here.
2 hours later.
2 hours later, go get something.
No, I get it, man. Like, fast food's a big vice for me, and cutting it out has been hard, but it's been a game changer not eating it as much too. But I mean, it's hard. I get it.
Yeah.
Because it's right there and it's fucking delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, McDonald's is good. Fuck you. It tastes good. It's salt and fat, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
You know, Rally's has a cheeseburger where they put nacho cheese spread on it, and it's fucking fantastic. Ugh. And now I fucking want one.
Like, literally, it's like, like, tomorrow, like, I'll just do my prototypical what I'll have is the fucking peanut butter and Greek yogurt. Dude, when I was like really into it, I was so like, like, it was, my breakfast was like that, lunch was like grilled chicken,
yeah,
and like maybe some bread.
I was on a big smoothie kick for a long time. Like, for breakfast every morning, I'd have a smoothie.
Well, my dinner was like, I would always snack. I'd have mixed nuts.
Yeah.
And then dinner was kind of like, not whatever. It could be whatever I wanted.
Kind of left yourself open for that. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing though. Is like, I was working out so much. I was working out for like an hour and a half day at the gym. And I was also just doing Muay Thai and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu at night. So like.
You were really.
I was putting a ton.
Yeah.
Of effort. Like, a ton of working out my body. And I was,
you almost needed the calories just to keep your body from fucking collapsing. Yeah.
It was wild. And then, like, because that's when I was taking care of my dad. And then when I stopped doing that, like, I still had that diet. But I wasn't doing jiu-jitsu anymore because I didn't have time to do jiu-jitsu anymore. So I was like, fuck. But I was at, like, between 210 and 220 for, like, ever. And then all of a sudden, since COVID, it's like, fuck you, motherfucker.
I remember when I weighed 220 pounds and I thought I was a fucking fat piece of shit. Now I'm pushing 400 and I'm like, Jesus.
I'll get back down to it. I feel bad for eating the Wendy's, but I was so fucking hungry.
And part of the reason I'm starting to give a shit too is because, like, now I'm at that point now, like, I just turned 33. And nowadays, whenever I have a problem, when I go to the doctor, the first thing he says is, well, if you lost some weight, that would go away. It's like, okay, cool. Let's explore some other options just in case it's not weight related. But, you know, like the sleep apnea thing. If I lost 100 pounds, like, that'd probably go the fuck away. And I know, but like, I've also never been one of those people like who like gets like the runner's high. Like, because when I first moved here, I was going to Planet Fitness and was going 3 to 4 times a week. I never got the high. Trust me. It was always like, I cannot wait for this to fucking be over. Like, I've never been the kind of person who, like, has learned to like exercise. Mm. It's just.
I love exercising. I love it. I got to figure out what I'm going to do when I get back.
I also just don't like going alone.
Oh, I love going. I don't like going with people.
Like, and I say that, like, because I go, and then I put on my fucking headphones and don't talk to anybody. Yeah. But going by myself, I don't know. I feel like having someone to go with. I think I just need that accountability.
Oh, yeah, it's push you.
Hey, Basement Lounge fans, this is Mike Shea. For those of you who don't know, December 30th marks 4 years since my father passed away after battling leukemia. So every year, I like to dedicate my birthday month of January to raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. The LLS does amazing work for both leukemia patients and their families. So please, if you have the means to do so, consider donating to this wonderful organization in memory of my father. You can do this real easily by going to tblpod.net/LLS or go to the website and click the Donate to the LLS button at the top of the page. Every little bit you can contribute helps, even if all you do is tell other people about it. Help spread the word and help us raise money for a wonderful organization that does amazing work for people all over the world. Thank you very much and Happy New Year. Well, fuck. Do we want to talk about Bob Saget?
I know. It's weird. I feel like...
We just did a fucking rest in peace
to Betty White
last week, and
Bob Saget.
I still am having a hard time processing this one. I fucking love Bob Saget.
I do too. Yeah, it's Danny Tanner was more of a dad to me than my dad.
He was my first TV because my dad. I didn't have a dad till I was 10.
Yeah.
So, like, growing up, like, Full House was, like, one of my favorite shows. And every Sunday when you'd hear, hear the red, white, and blue, I'd bolt into the living room to watch AFV with my mom. Like, yeah, that was...
It's weird.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, like, you're such a nice guy.
That's, like, I was talking to Jeff Allen about this. Like, the outpouring... of people of all different generations in comedy who knew him and they all were just like, he was the nicest, sweetest guy on the face of it. Like, I don't know if you saw Kimmel's thing.
I did. I watched it.
I was fucking crying by the end of it. I mean, like everyone just kind of says like he was the fucking best dude ever. Fucking Jodie Sweet and the girl that played Stephanie on Full House wrote this whole big long Facebook post, and I was a fucking sobbing mess by the end of it. Just God,
he meant a lot to a lot of people.
And I know, like they said, because I just saw a new thing today. Like they said, like they there was no drugs in his system. There was no evidence of foul play or anything. He was only 65, so I don't know if it was just like a freak heart attack or something.
That's the thing, though, too, is like. So I look at it from the perspective of a stand-up comic for a really long time.
Yeah. He was on tour.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, early in your life, like being a road comic, traveling all the time, like the diet and the lifestyle is not great.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, did he do drugs? Most likely.
Oh, I mean, I think it's been confirmed that he had a drug problem at one point.
But it's like, but the food you eat and all that, I mean, it's going to, mm-hmm. it takes a toll of you over time. Like,
yeah, life on the road's not easy on the body. But it was because some people were speculating, was it suicide? And it's like, I
really doubt that.
Really, again, he had like the night before or the day of whatever
he
it was.
He posted about the comedy show.
He was in the middle of a tour and he had just gotten to the hotel because he was doing a show there like that night or something, or the next night.
Yeah.
I don't see that as a thing. And it's also one of those like, I hate that this is the world I'm in, but when I heard he died, the first thing I did was... went on Wikipedia and was like, okay, like, did this guy have fucking controversies about him that I didn't know about before I start, like, really mourning the guy? Because that's what it was with Sean Connery was. At first, when Sean Connery died, I was like, oh, fuck, this is terrible. And the guy was like, he was, like, a notorious woman beater, right? Yeah. And I was like, what? And I wasn't aware of the interviews he had given where he was, like, pro beating women and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, fuck that guy. But now with... some people are trying to take like the jokes from his roast and shit and try to say like, oh, that's what he's like in real life. No, it's a fucking roast, you dipshits.
I know. I know. That's what, and like the try to take his material, like, oh, he was a pedophile. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're jokes.
His 2017 album, which is one of my favorites, is because he tells a joke. He's making fun of, because when all the Cosby shit had first started, like going to trial and all that. And he's like, here's the thing about me. I say really fucked up shit on stage. I say a lot of messed up shit. But that's because I'm not like that in my real life, which means I'm the only TV dad you have left you can trust. and again, like, between, like, all the girls from Full House, because I think he walked Candace Cameron down the aisle at her wedding.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's a picture of it on Instagram, and the Olsen twins came out and then said something, you know, him and John Stamos have been the best of fucking friends ever since. And Dave Cooley, like all these people, like even Lori Loughlin was like, talking about what a great guy he was, which is really fucking ironic when you think about it. But it's like everyone, I mean, again, like my Twitter feed, because I follow a lot of comedians and a lot of entertainment people on Twitter, was just this whole long, like the guy who played Ted on How I Met Your Mother did like a 7-tweet thread.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because Bob Saget was the voice of grown up that guy on How I Met Your Mother.
I never knew that.
So if you watch How I Met Your Mother, when it's that guy in the future telling his kids the story, that's Bob Saget.
Yeah, that's like, I never put that two together.
Which makes no fucking sense because the guy's already an adult, but it is what it is. But like everyone on How I Met Your Mother was saying nice stuff about him. Ken Jeong, because he was one of the people on The Masked Singer, and then he was on Ken Jeong's game show a lot. This I Can See Your Voice or whatever this new one is. Ken Jeong was tweeting about it like all day, just all fucking day about all these stories about him. And I know people always like to talk about like how he was squeaky clean on AFV and Full House. You know, Danny Tanner was super dirty on stage. But the thing about him on stage, it wasn't just how dirty he was. He was so fast.
Yeah.
His timing was so incredible. I was listening to his album on the way to work yesterday, and he's just rambling and rambling and rambling, and it's all funny. There's almost no time to lap before he goes to the next joke. And I look at my phone and it says like track 8 of 27. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. It's like you doing one-liners, just rapid fucking fire.
Yeah, no, he's crazy. Like, it's crazy. It's like watching his stand-up, you're like, listening to stand-up, you're like, Jesus. It's like,
mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's like fantastic.
It's so good. And to see that he was doing that in his 60s, as well as this clip that I found from like pre-Full House, where he was doing it the exact, like he's never lost that edge.
Well, I mean, in comics I've worked with, right, mm-hmm. that I know personally, saying like, yeah, like I opened for him 5 times. Like he called me. He would call me when I had my kid. He'd call me when I had my other kid to congratulate me and like give me all these great pointers. I'm like, he's like, he doesn't have to do that.
Yeah.
That's what he's thinking. But he did, because he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. That's what he said. One of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. He cared. Like he just cared.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel was talking about like when the whole thing with his son was going on and Bob was reaching out and, because they both were good friends with Don Rickles, and when Don Rickles died, you know, Bob was the one who came on Jimmy's show, and they just talked about Don.
Yeah.
This is one of those ones that's just, because I was at work, and here's what's fucked. I work at an ABC station. We were in the middle of airing America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, wow.
When ABC went to their special news bulletin, cut in over the programming, and I was coming back from the bathroom, and I poked my head in, talked to the guy who was on ABC. I was like, everything going good? And he's like, no, Bob Saget just died. And I was like, what? We're in the middle of area. Are you kidding? So I'm sure there's going to be something on next week's AFV for sure. But
I remember thinking, somebody, because I was at Wiley's. I was at Wiley's and I found out. And I was like, I thought like, I was supposed to go up in like a couple of comics.
Yeah.
I was like, should I say something? I was like, I can't. I want to say something.
Yeah,
but I don't want to bring down the room. That's
how do you drop that bomb on the whole fucking room?
I know. I was just like, fuck. No, I'm not going to say anything. But I'm like sitting there. I'm like, what? What the hell? Like, it's also to the point. It's like, my thing is like, is TMC killing all these fucking celebrities? Because they get the news really fast.
No shit.
Like, that's what I'm starting to think. TMC is like, kill them. Like, that's what they're the ones doing.
All Perez Hilton.
I mean, like, they get the news. They're the ones reporting everything.
I know. It's because they're all camped out outside all these people's fucking hotel rooms and shit.
No, they're not camped with a silencer.
Yeah.
Like.
All these paparazzi motherfuckers, man. But just this one is, it's just, this is just sitting with me.
I was talking to Melissa and I was like, this is the one that's like of my life and her, like, because we're the same age. And like, I'm like, our lives were like, that was like our childhood.
Yeah.
Right there. But it's not just like a, like, it's like a show that you would like watch, like, every, like you said, every week you just watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still, and you're like, what?
Like, I firmly believe YouTube exists because America's Funniest Videos existed.
Absolutely.
You cannot tell me that wasn't an influence because at some point someone said, you need a website where we can just watch all these goofy fucking videos. Because that's why they changed the name of the show from America's Funniest Home Videos to America's Funniest Videos, because suddenly they were able to get all this shit online anyway.
Yeah.
But that was our original YouTube, where you wanted to get your guys getting hit in the nuts with baseballs and your cats and your funny voice, you know, like TikTok, YouTube, all that shit doesn't exist without America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm sure the idea might have come up at some point, but it doesn't have the same, I don't think, like,
that cult. Show is so popular.
It was like the biggest show. Well, Full House too.
Yeah.
Those two shows are like two of the biggest, like, most highly rated, most popular watched shows on streaming.
And Good Morning San Francisco.
Well, I mean, think about this. Lori Loughlin gets busted with all this shit. What do people keep referring to her as? Former Full House star.
Yeah.
Bob Saget dies. Everyone refers to him as former Full House star and host of America's Funniest. Like, all these people, even what do people, nobody calls John Stamos John Stamos. They all call him Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
Like, that show was so fucking, because it was such a relatable slice of life show. It was like it was the American family dealing with, yes, albeit some ridiculous stuff. But a lot of, like the very first episode is all about them just coping with the death of Danny's wife.
Yeah.
It dealt with stuff that a lot of shows weren't dealing with.
It was like
that point.
For 12 years, something like that.
Something like that, because, God, we watched the Olsen twins grow up on that show. Literally.
Yeah, which is, that's so weird, too. That's so weird.
Yeah.
Not Elizabeth Olsen.
No. We had to wait a while for her.
But she's got the better career right now.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah. Talk about a fucking three-headed monster.
No shit. we got the Olsen twins for the first half of our lives, and we're going to have Elizabeth Olsen for the second half of our lives.
So weird, man.
It's fucking...
I remember, it's also when you found out that, like, I was at Wiley's, just like, they told me, like yeah. Literally, like, I'm like, because it's the open mic night, and I'm doing the light for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like... Wait, what?
Yeah.
I think it was Eric. I can't remember who told me. That's how shocked I was. I think it was Erica. She's like, Bob Saget just died. And I was like, what?
Did you see her post on Facebook where it says she went on a date with him? Erica Russell. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Erica Russell. Not that Erica.
Yeah, the different Erica.
Yeah. I always get those two confused for some reason. Now, Erica Russell, I guess, like, she said she went on a couple of dates with him or something.
But Mike, I saw that and I was like, okay. But like, an Erica, different Erica comes in. And I was like, huh? And it's one of those things like, no. So I literally, like, I stopped timing.
Yeah.
And went out into the room, ran out into the other room, checked Twitter. Like, this can't be real. And then I was like, son of a bitch.
It was one of those, like, I found out, like, right when it was announced. And I watched it, like, slowly just grow on Twitter. And that's weird. And to watch something like that.
It's weird when you see it trending up. Number one.
And a lot of that's like before I started working in television, a lot of times I'd find out about this shit, you know, hours or day after when it was already like a trending thing. And so now to have to sit there and get the news and watch it become viral it almost makes it harder to process.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like you get that initial shock and grief. And then it grows as it grows with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Just like, God, fucking Mark Hamill was posting about.
I don't about it. Post about it.
It was.
I mean, like, I read it. It
was short, but yeah, I've read so fucking many at this point that.
Chadwick Boseman said something.
Chadwick Boseman. It, yeah, I just.
Yeah, there, I mean, that hit hard. Because it just, it's still shocking.
Yeah.
But, you know, him and Norm MacDonald are having a good time.
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of
like,
all right.
And him, those two and Betty. Just,
yeah.
Because it's almost like, because it's like you got Norm, who was America's awkward uncle.
Yeah.
And Betty White was America's grandpa. And Bob Saget was America's dad. And they're all up there just fucking roasting each other.
I
tried
to tweet. I never do it. I was like, in the past like 2 weeks, we lost America's dad and America's grandma.
Mm-hmm.
In the past 2 weeks. It's really weird.
It
is very weird, but it's like, it's life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the sad part is like he's gone, but I guess the best part is like because he's gone, you see like all these stories you did not know. You knew he was a good guy,
yeah,
but you don't really know how good of a guy until you like see like all these great stories. And it's not like it's like everybody; it's the same type of story because he's the same person. He wasn't like fake or anything. So that's
it's people of all. Like I said, it's people like John Stamos who knew him for. 30 years.
Longer than that.
You know, whenever Full House came on.
Yeah, 30. You're right, 30 years. 30 something. We're in the 30s.
Yeah, I know. The 90s were only 10 years ago. I don't care what anybody says. You know, but then Whitney Cummings and Nikki Glaser were making posts about, like, because, like, she met, obviously, Whitney, like, met him at his roast, and because I think that was, like, the first one she did. And how people of all these just newer and older generations in comedy and entertainment, once you met him, like you were a friend.
Yeah.
Like the guy didn't know a stranger.
Yeah.
And there's not many people. And Jesus, 65.
I know.
God.
He didn't look 65.
He did not. When I heard 65, I was like, really?
Yeah.
I had to think about it for a sec. I mean, the math checks out, but now he did not look 65. His Aristocrats will go down in fucking history as one of the best.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard his?
Yeah.
Jesus. It makes Gilbert Gottfried look like nothing. And Gilbert Gottfried is fucking rancid. You know, his cameo in Half-Baked and, you know.
That, I think, is one of the greatest cameos
so fucking good.
Of all time. Because it's fucking Danny Tanner. That's really, I mean, it's just like you're like, especially if you're like
in his prime.
Yeah. Well, like if like you're like introduced to like, oh, this is Bob. If you like didn't not know anything about a stand up.
Yeah.
Cause like for us, like Half Baked was like kind of like our teenage years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like all of a sudden you're like, wait, Bob Saget sucked dick for some coke?
Has ever sucked the dick for best. Coke?
No, I can't say I have.
Or he was on Entourage. I never watched Entourage.
I love Entourage. I don't remember him being on Entourage. I mean, I know he was. I just don't remember what he did. Yeah. And everybody loves that episode.
I never watched the Full House. What's it called? Fuller House. Like, I never watched that.
My wife Melissa started. She did both the first and second season.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll just watch the rest of it now. Like, I don't even think he's in the other. He's in the first episode.
Because I think he only came, because it's mostly about the daughters, isn't it?
Yeah, because he's definitely in the first episode.
He what's funny is he makes fun of the show on it was either his last special, the one before it, where he's like, yeah, we had Full House, and they brought it back as Fuller House. Next we're gonna have Fullest House. I'm just gonna be in an urn on the window. It's like, oh shit. Oh, that did not age well. But yeah.
I guess next week, who do we have to talk about who's going to die?
I was about to say, who are we going to get? It's going to have all January. It's just going to be a string of rest in peace episodes. Jesus.
I know.
Who's fucking next on the chopping block? God damn it.
Robert Durst.
Robert Durst.
Robert Durst is the second worst Durst behind Fred.
Oh, I think it was you who posted that. Fucking Fred Durst. Jesus, Robert Durst. All those fuckers. Oh, well, shit. Now we have to hate Hulk Hogan and Kane.
Oh, dude, looking at Kane, you're like, obviously.
Yeah, I know Hulk Hogan and Hulk Hogan. I was like, oh,
Hulk Hogan says the N word. Are you really surprised? Yeah, I know.
But it's like, damn it, you motherfuckers. And well, and that's another one. Going back to Bob Saget is because he just got his posted like a week ago that he got his booster, and people were like, oh, see that he got his booster, and now he's fucking dead. Yeah. And go. Fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Because people were saying the same shit about Betty White, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which her cause of death finally got released.
What was it?
It's basically just
old age.
She, well, I guess she had a stroke like a week before she died, which nobody knew about. and just her blood flow was just really low. And
did
just,
anybody know? Did she know she had a stroke? No, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. No, her family confirmed. Her family confirmed that she had had a stroke the week before.
Okay, gotcha.
And then just her blood flow was really low, and just there she wasn't getting enough blood flow to her brain and heart. So it was natural causes. She was 99 fucking years old and had a stroke. So they haven't released anything for Bob. Like I said, they put a thing out today saying they ruled out there were no drugs in his system. God. So
that's the one thing I was afraid of.
Yeah,
is drugs. I'm like, I mean,
I know. We always want you guys to be a part of the show, so join in on the conversation. All you got to do is head over to our website, www.tblpod.net, and you can click on the blue microphone and leave us a voice message, which we'll respond to on the air. You can also use our website to access our official Discord server and chat with us and all kinds of other listeners just like you at any time you want. Once again, head on over to our website, www.tblpod.net. So Jenna Jameson can't walk anymore.
Who? What?
Jenna Jameson, the porn star.
She can't really walk?
So this popped up on my feed like just before you got here. So she was diagnosed with...
not walking disorder?
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Okay.
Which is so my dad had myasthenia gravis, which is where your immune system attacks your muscle tissue.
Yeah.
This is basically the same thing, except instead of attacking your muscles, it attacks your nervous system. And there's no cure for it. Like, it's treatable, but there's no cure for it. And I guess her husband, they confirmed like she can no longer walk now.
Shit.
Yeah. So she literally got, you know, fucked to the point where she can't walk anymore. There's a joke about that in there somewhere. Somebody else figure it out. They're smarter than me. But so maybe her. So maybe she's next. Maybe next week we'll be doing a rest in peace, Jenna Jameson, talking
just,
about our favorite threesome.
Come on her picture. Just,
well, we can if we use load boost.
Load boost. Come. I hit that fucking picture from over here.
Yeah.
That's not a hole in the wall for my fist. It's a hole in the wall for my cum.
Blew a hole right through the drywall.
No, one thing I did, I forgot to talk about, Rand Paul and Dr. and Fauci going at it today.
I haven't seen this yet, so what was this, what was this about?
They just fucking hate each other, and Rand Paul is such a dick.
Oh, Rand Paul's a piece of shit.
I literally tweeted, I was like, Rand Paul looks like he sells high-scale meth at trailer parks. Because, I mean, it's like, Rand Paul, like, oh, he's, and Fauci kind of called him on some shit. He's like, if you go to your website, it literally says, fire Anthony Fauci. You can donate $5, $10. He's like, you're just trying to, you're making this I can't remember how he worded it, but I was like, good for you. Then Fauci got caught on a hot mic.
Oh, really?
About some other person at the trial. He's like, what a moron.
See, I got the video.
He's literally here. What a moron. Like, on the hot mic.
I've got the video from C-SPAN here. If you want to put your headphones on, I'll put it on. I haven't seen this yet. But it seems like every couple of months we have a new video of Rand Paul saying some shit and Fauci proving to him just how wrong he is.
It's just, Rand, you're not a doctor.
My buddy John tweeted this. He said, loving Dr. Fauci, bringing the receipts.
Yes.
The last time we had a committee or the time before, he was accusing me of being responsible for the death of 4 to 5 million people, which is really irresponsible. And I say, why is he doing that? There are two reasons why that's really bad. The first is it distracts from what we're all trying to do here today, is get our arms around the epidemic and the pandemic that we're dealing with, not something imaginary. Number two, what happens when he gets out and accuses me of things that are completely untrue is that all of a sudden that kindles the crazies out there, and I have life the threats upon my life, harassment of my family and my children with obscene phone calls because people are lying about me. Now, you know, I guess you could say, well, that's the way it goes. I can take the hit. Well, it makes a difference because, as some of you may know, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago on December 21st, a person was arrested who was on their way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C., at a speed stop in Iowa. And the police asked him where he was going, and he was going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. And they found in his car an AR-15 and multiple magazines of ammunition.
Jesus.
Because he thinks that maybe I'm killing people. So I ask myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website, and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20, $100. So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain. So the
you
only
have
thing
politically
that,
attacked your
can,
colleagues and in a politically reprehensible way
thing
attacked
that I
their reputations.
Okay,
you won't defend it.
No,
you won't argue it.
I'm
you'll just
sorry,
simply turn
we're
around
going
the
to
attack.
Continue this hearing. We have a number of questions from
just
other senators.
One more minute, please.
Well, Dr. Fauci, I really appreciate your response,
receipts.
But we do have
he brought receipts.
That's
Jesus,
fucked up.
That's so fucked. I didn't know about that, about them.
I didn't know.
I mean, that's fucked
see, look,
up.
There's the, like, look on, the look on Rand Paul's face is like,
Oh, yeah, you could tell, like, there was not a single look of, like, fucking, like, oh, shit, I'm caught, or he knows damn fucking well what he's doing.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Rand Paul so much. He's one of those guys like McConnell who I'm just like, how do they keep getting fucking elected?
Kentucky.
Yeah, it's fucking Kentucky.
I mean, so they're both from Kentucky.
That's actually fucking true. Yeah, they are both from Kentucky. I never had to think about that. Rand Paul's such a... and he sits there with this smug fucking look on his face, almost like, yeah, damn it, the guy got caught. Like...
he always refers to himself as a doctor. I mean, technically is a doctor.
Yeah, but so was my high school English teacher who had her doctorate in education. Yeah. We had to call her Dr. Bacutus, but she's not a... You know, when someone has a heart attack on the plane, is there a doctor on board? Technically me.
Technically speaking, I'm a glory hole doctor. Stick your dick in my mouth and I'll come, and you'll come.
Thanks to load boost.
Thanks. No, I don't have teeth or tonsils.
I can't even think of anything funny to say. I fucking hate Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
He brings out the angry.
Is he even married? Because I feel bad for his wife.
I don't know, actually.
Is Rand Paul married? It says .. process of divorce.
Is Rand Paul married? Married to Kelly Paul since 1990. Yeah, so
Rand Paul.
But you know what? She looks like the kind of woman that would marry Rand Paul.
Oh, really?
I mean, she looks like the kind of woman that would be married to Rand Paul. You know, they look like the kind of people that would show up to a picnic with, you know, their famous potato salad.
Yeah. She's really white. That's what it is.
She's incredibly, like picture in your mind Rand Paul's wife.
A cunt.
Yeah, yeah. Just picture in your mind a cunt.
Have you seen the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
And the alien that looks like
a giant fucking butthole vagina. Yeah, that's what he's married to.
Yeah, it's very intriguing.
It's weird, but you know they were high school.
But I'd still stick my dick in it.
But they were high school sweethearts, and you know when he was a kid, he was into that kind of thing.
Are you in a butthole pleasure? What?
Butthole pleasures.
Now yeah. I saw that, and I was like, Rand Paul's ridiculous.
But also again, like, I love Dr. Fauci so much because he just doesn't give a fuck.
No, he's just doesn't get them with facts.
Well, especially because, like, he spent 4 years working for an asshole where he had to try to play both sides of the coin. And he doesn't have to anymore. Now he can be fucking Tony Fauci.
Yeah.
Like, it's no longer, he's like, he's going full Sopranos. Like, this guy might as well be a fucking mafia doctor. Like, I got shit for you, motherfucker.
All the fucking conferences he was at with Trump, and Trump suggested bleach.
Oh, I remember.
And Fauci was like, I remember him going, and then the lady was like, fuck.
Oh, the look on everyone behind Trump simultaneously, all their eyes just went, oh, shit. Oh,
and then like his like supporters were defending. That's not what he meant. That's not what he said. And like, that's exactly what he said. Because even the doctors are like, what the? And they're doctors. Do they have political bias? Probably.
I mean, yeah.
But when you hear something like that, like as like you're like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, my doctor might be a raging conservative, but he's still a doctor. So if he's telling me I got to go take fucking, you know, blood pressure pills, I'm going to go fucking do it.
Well, like, the irony of that was, did you know that New Jersey and New York and a couple states had an uptick in calls?
Yes.
you know what I'm talking
about. I know what you're talking about, because people were fucking doing it.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
And it, the whole, he didn't really mean what he said. Like, well, then why did he fucking say it? He's the, was the fucking president. It's his job to say what he means and mean what he says.
Yeah.
That's just, and I'm also saying that about the current motherfucker. Do something about these student loans, but still. Yeah. Again, I voted for you, but it was bullshit that I had to.
I know. Nobody wanted to vote.
I did not want to vote for you, Joe.
The one election that was one off, we hated the other guy too much.
Jesus Christ. It's just, you were, it's like voting for Joe Biden was the equivalent of like when you're saving up for something really expensive to buy. Like when I bought this mixer was $600.
Yeah.
And I saved up for months till I had the money. And I had the money, but when I hit checkout on the Amazon, when I swiped to buy, I still went, ow.
Yeah.
Because I just dropped $600 out of my account. Same thing with when I put Joe Biden's name on that fucking ballot. I was just like, ah, damn it.
Oh, you didn't check it with a frowny face? Well, I did.
Is there an emoji option? Do I have... Okay.
It's just a pile of poop.